What's up? It sounds a little blurry.
Does it sound fuzzy?
Yeah, but it's probably the headphones.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah. Just every time.
I always mic check it when we start the show.
I'm paranoid. Subjectively objective.
Because remember that one time, and I'm Steven.
And I'm Pierce Devlin. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Talks Free from Radio. Yep. What were you saying, Steve?
Remember that one time you just, like, my mic just wasn't on the entire show, so you played it back? Like, you were just
listening?
Yeah,
I probably scarred you. No, that wasn't my fault. That was the entire studio.
Oh,
and then, like, that mic over there was working.
So, to anyone listening, it's like you're having a conversation with yourself.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Weird.
How's your week been? I haven't seen you.
Ups and downs. I pulled an all-nighter the other night. To study for an exam, and I tried to sleep, but I just couldn't, so that was bad. But otherwise, I mean, once my tests were over, it was
nice,
relaxing. How about you?
Good, very busy. I had interviews for internships, which I got.
Internships.
I just got on the way here. I just got rejected by SoundCloud.
Uh huh.
So SoundCloud. This show is brought to you by Spotify. That is exactly where we're playing all of our music. That's how I've been playing all of my music this entire show. It was such a good internship, and I'm not that upset. I got an internship at the Deli Magazine based in Brooklyn, which is cool.
There we go.
So I'm excited about that.
I've been looking at pictures of steak all week because it's my birthday tomorrow, and I'm just, like, craving steak, and it's been really bad.
If you want him to leave the show, just send me a message. We'll make that happen.
All right. Let's talk about soccer.
We have so much.
Can I just do the PSA?
Let's do the PSA. Public service announcement brought to you by Stephen Honig.
Okay.
The greatest PSA-er that I've ever seen.
All right, ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in the closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Pierce, using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year.
That's a lot.
Alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
And orthopedic? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said orthodontal.
Orthodontal.
I was like, teeth?
Orthodontal surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at the WMFO. In Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you, Steven.
Yep.
So what are we going to do today? We got to talk some footy, like usual. Got new songs again. And we can talk a little bit of politics if we want.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with some soccer, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Your team had a good weekend.
Chelsea. Hazard had a brace yesterday. 2-1. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? Yesterday. 2-1 against Manchester City.
Yesterday, yeah.
Two pretty bad goals, actually. He missed a penalty and then got his own rebound. And then he took a shot, and there was a Man City defender in front of the keeper. So I guess it blinded him, but the shot was at, who's City? I don't even remember who City's keeper is.
Who's playing?
Yeah. Who is City's keeper?
Oh, God, I'm blanking out now.
Yeah, I'm blanking out, too.
But it's an Argentinian.
Yeah, he's
older.
He's bald.
the bald Argentinian.
He looks like Pablo Zabaleta, who's also a bald Argentinian. Manchester City keeper. Give me 1 second.
Oh, my God. We're on air.
Oh,
it's not even that necessary.
Willy Caballero.
There you go.
Like, what? And anyways, he literally saved a good high school keeper could have saved. He literally missed what a good high school keeper could have saved. By the way, nice Reading jersey.
Thanks.
What place are they in?
Funny you ask. Because they happen to be doing very well.
Oh, really?
They're in fourth place.
What?
They're in fourth place. Huge win this week against Blackburn to put them up. But before that this week, they played Leeds. Who was in fourth, and Reading was in fifth. Reading beat them, swapped places with them, and now they're in a solidified fourth place. There's like a 90% chance they're going to make the playoffs. And there's a like a 5% chance they get... There's like a 10% chance they get third place, and there's like a 5% chance they get second place, because Newcastle is doing really well, so is Brighton.
Well, but do you think they're going to win the... they're gonna. Do you think they'll win that playoff? Because
that's just a whole big mess.
And what's the? I'm looking at the point spread. Wow, and they are close. I mean, Newcastle and Brighton have run away.
Yeah,
going to the Premier League.
Yeah,
it's literally a 10-point, so 3-win and a tie gap between you guys and Brighton. And I don't imagine there are a lot of games left in the season.
No, there's probably 5 or 6.
They're 8 in the Premier League. 8 games left in the Premier League. This is very interesting. Final predictions are due. We can't predict past this point,
because
then it becomes too easy.
Yeah, and this is probably time for you to change your prophecy about Man United.
Yes, but I still think they'll... Okay, we'll get back to that. Reading is only 1 point behind Huddersfield.
Yeah, they're also a game ahead. So
they're playing next.
But the thing is, when it comes to the playoffs, it's a huge mess, so it doesn't really matter as long as Reading gets a spot in the playoff.
Interesting.
So I think Leeds will probably be difficult.
Does Reading play Leeds in the playoff? Like,
yeah.
So Reading finishes fourth, they play the fifth seed.
Yeah, and then third plays sixth place. Then the final happens at Wembley.
Sheffield Wednesday dropped. Fulham can catch up Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, that is a huge... they've been flip-flopping a lot. But
and it looks like Preston North End is out.
Yeah.
So it's really going to be... I mean, Reading can't drop out of the top four.
It'd be,
even if they lost everything, they can't. Fulham would have to win everything.
Well, if there's like 6 games left, technically Reading...
Technically they can. They're Reading 18 points to
be won.
Reading
has to get like 4 points in the next 5 or 6 games to get in the playoffs.
Which is very easy.
Yeah.
And what's their schedule like?
And the thing is, Reading has the easiest schedule of all the top 6. I had a lot of free time one day, and I looked at their upcoming schedules.
Nice.
And, Reading has the easiest schedule, without a doubt. The other teams, half of their games are going to be, let's say, like, difficult, quote-unquote. Reading has one difficult game left, and that's the next game against Norwich, I think. And Norwich is, they're all right. That's pretty much what's going on in the boring second division.
Okay, Premier League.
Premier League is...
Here are my predictions. Hold on.
My team, Man United... They're bottling it.
A crushing tie. They're now in sixth place.
They had a chance. They had it.
There's an uneven amount of games played. They actually have one less game played than most of the... than most of the Premier League team. It's so weird. Some teams have played 29 games, some 30, some 31.
So it is pretty messy.
Okay, so I'll give you some predictions. Yeah. My Stevens hot takes.
All right.
Leicester City finishes 7th. Or 8th.
Huge hot take.
Leicester,
that is huge.
Leicester City is going to finish 8th place. So they're going to finish right after Everton.
Or are they now 10th?
11th. 10th,
so
10th only because...
So 11th. Impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. And not only that, are you ready for this? They're going to be in 8th place. Let's say they're one behind Everton. I'm not going to be... like. I think they can beat Everton, but whatever. They're going to have a positive goal differential. They're now at negative 10. They will have a positive goal differential.
How many games? 8 games?
8 games.
All right. Let's see if they can keep the streak going. It's 6 in a row. No ties, just wins.
All dubs.
So, I mean,
Leicester
that puts pressure on them to do well.
The team to beat right now. Yeah, but they're not thinking about that.
Yeah,
they're thinking about the Champions League, they're playing games,
Yeah, I wonder. Do you think they're going to prioritize the Champions League now, or do you think they're going to go for top 10?
Well, there's no... to them, it's like... it's hard to explain. Like, I feel like... okay, so if this were someone like Chelsea, who has a chance to win the league, or Tottenham, or which is not in Champions League. All right, Tottenham, Liverpool, yada yada. Then you say, like, okay, we're prioritizing this versus that. But I feel like now, like, for Leicester, it's just, like, play. Like, they're not worrying about prioritizing. Like, every game is just a game.
Okay.
So, second hot take, Arsenal finishes 6th and fires Arsene Wenger.
I could say the same thing. My hot take would be 7th place.
You think Everton's going to pass Arsenal?
Everton's doing well. Solely because Lukaku is one of the best in the league right now.
He's the best striker in the league this season.
Yeah, I think if Arsenal, let's say like in the next, I'm saying it down to the next game or two, if they don't change their ways, I feel the biggest stars are going to give up because they're all going to want out, just like something like Payet did. West Ham's now in like 15th. I think I could see that happening with Arsenal. I could see Sanchez and Ozil losing faith and like that extra ambition that you need to earn those points. And I could see Everton passing and them just staying behind. But
maybe. That's definitely true. Okay, fine. I respect it. Yeah. Okay. Man United.
We gotta decide Champions League or not at this point. We both agreed that second place was possible.
Now it's not.
And now I feel like an idiot of their bottling.
Are they gonna? So how does it work? If they get fifth, do they play Champions or just Europa?
That's just Europa qualification. There was interesting article by Fox Sports, which I kind of agree with now, which is their hot take. Winning the Europa League might be their easiest way to get into the Champions League.
Oh, for United?
That's what Chelsea did that one year.
Yep.
That's also what Chelsea did. Actually, Chelsea won the Champions League to get back in the Champions League.
Yeah,
but they were fifth.
Yeah.
I remember that. And knocked Newcastle out. Oh, my God. Newcastle was good.
Yeah.
And, so I think Man United, easily the best team in the Europa League, if they prioritize that, that could be their easiest way to get in.
Oh, yeah. What's the status of the Europa League? Who they play?
I think some of the best teams left are Lyon and... they knocked out Roma. I honestly think Man U and Lyon are like the best teams left in there.
Yeah. So you know what? Win the Europa League. That actually probably is their best play. I still think... Okay, listen to the point spread. They're tied with Arsenal. They have 54 points. City has 58 points. United has played one game less than City. Now, I can no longer say, let's assume United will win.
Mm, yeah, because
that was bad. But even if they win, it's a one-point difference between fourth place.
Yeah.
What's their schedule like? Hold on. Manchester.
Yeah. At this point, it just seems that to assume they are going to become clutch is like out of the picture. And it's not true. Like, Man City would have to bottle... And Man United would have to become clutch. And that is just clearly not the case most recently. What's their schedule?
It starts good and then it tanks. So they have a game on April 9th, Sunday, against Sunderland.
Dunzo.
We'll win. Oh, my God.
Did I just hear what I thought I heard?
Oh, God.
Are you a red?
No. Okay.
Go on, Man U. Oh my God, Steven is a Man U fan.
I'm not a Man U
Mark
fan.
This day. I'm gonna go get my CompSci friend to download this archive because they only stay on for 2 weeks, and I'm gonna save it
really?
Forever.
That's so stupid. Then they play Anderlecht.
It's copyright.
And then, oh my God, Anderlecht. Your next Premier League game after Sunderland is against us.
Okay.
Chelsea.
I didn't know Man U could play each other, but
no. And then Burnley. Oh, and then City. Yeah, you have a tough schedule. Although, if you win the City game, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You're in the Champions League. I almost want... Never mind.
What are you going to say? You want Man U to beat you?
I want Man U to go in the Champions League because we're going to win the league. Obviously, Chelsea has nothing to lose. Like, okay, literally, this is a Chelsea schedule.
What do you want them to win for?
Chelsea schedule.
I don't get it.
We just played our hardest game of the rest of the season. Like, all right, this is Chelsea schedule. I just want United to go to the Champions League. I think they deserve it. This is Chelsea schedule. Bournemouth. Okay, United. All right, we'll beat you guys. And then Tottenham is hard, and that's the team that we lose to constantly.
Oh, dude, they have a hard schedule.
Chelsea?
Tottenham's going to be hard to play.
We close the season out with Southampton, Everton, Middlesbrough, West Brom, Sunderland. Our last game is Sunderland.
Yeah.
We're going to win the league. There's no, you know.
Yeah, it's not a hot take.
It's too easy.
What do you think is going to happen with Liverpool and Tottenham? Considering you, considering this is really where we thought Man U would, that's where a hot take for Man U came
from. Well, Tottenham has been playing well.
Yeah, like, just without a doubt, they have been surprising us.
I think Liverpool will fall off, but Tottenham is going to finish second this year. Chelsea.
That's so crazy.
Tottenham. Tottenham Hotspur. All right, this is my final prediction. Tell me if you think I'm right. Chelsea. Chelsea, Tot, City.
Mm-hmm. Are you going Man U with fourth? Oh, you going Man U with fourth?
Chelsea, Tottenham. Is Liverpool better than Man City? That's such a hard one between Liverpool and Man City. Because Liverpool is like fighting spirit. And like, well, let me see their
schedule. That's the difference between them and Arsenal. they both struggled. But
same team, but like, well, different styles. Obviously, Arsenal's a passing team. That's what
I've got my top 10 figured out.
Wait, let me. All right, give me one sec. Okay, so it does depend. Wow, wait. City's playing Arsenal. Oh, that's the FA Cup. Okay, so I don't know. It's going to be weird. All right, so I'm going to go Chelsea, Tottenham, City, United, Liverpool. Arsenal 6.
Damn, all right. We have the same top... We have the same top five.
Everton, Leicester.
That's your hot take.
Leicester's my hot take.
I'm going Chelsea, Tottenham, Man City, Man United, Liverpool.
That's what I got.
Everton 6th, Arsenal 7th.
Okay.
8th place, Southampton. 9th place, West Brom. 10th place, Leicester. 11th place, Stoke.
Do you know what the difference between Southampton and West Brom is now?
What is it?
Pretty big.
Really?
Yep.
Like, it's Southampton's above, right?
Below.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, West Brom, like, I mean, when it comes to the middle of the table, not a lot of people get excited about it, but West Brom has been great unbelievable.
Season.
Yeah.
Great season.
It's crazy.
They have 44 points. They're
honestly the most boring team, in my opinion.
They're like, two wins behind Everton.
It's crazy.
And Southampton's trailing. Southampton's tied with Watford.
So maybe you're right. Maybe Leicester will do better than Southampton.
Oh, yeah. Leicester, are you ready for this? Leicester, like, 6 wins in a row gives you 18 points. No, wait, yeah. 18 points.
6 times 3 is tough.
18 points. So Southampton has 37 points. Watford has 37 points. Leicester has 36 points.
Yeah, you're
They're gonna right, pass they're cruising, them. They're cruising.
Okay.
Like, I don't even.
You think Leicester's seventh?
I think Leicester's eighth. They might not pass Everton.
Yeah.
They're gonna pass West Brom, who has 44 points.
All right. These hot takes have been brought to you by Subjectively Objective.
And the we got some. Wait, the last thing. Hottest take of them all.
What?
Sunderland does not get relegated.
No, you're wrong. Yeah. It's just they're gonna get relegated. They're getting relegated.
No.
So we got some new tracks to play.
They go 6-0 in the next 6 games.
They're doing that. Yep. I know.
Hot take. That's it. They're going 6-0. Sunderland.
Psh, psh, psh. All right. New songs came out this past couple weeks. Some of them more recently than others. We're going to start with the one that came out recently and we're excited about. Because this man has a new album tomorrow, potentially. Right? He has a new album.
Yeah, I said he dropped on my birthday.
You have it till April 7th to get your bleep together.
Yep.
And he came out with a second single. And that second single is something we want to talk about.
We do want to talk about it.
I don't know how we feel about it. All right.
Remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this Parmesan where my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boobay tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie girl with my base stuff. I know that it's good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty once you let me do the extras. Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Eat up your per diem. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, pull a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit
up, sit down. Be humble. 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 Sit down. Who that thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the off my stage. I'm the same man. Get the off my. That ain't right. I make a play blowing up your whole life. I'm so, so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural. I wanna feel some stretch marks. Still it take you down right on your mama couch and polo sock. Hey, this is way too crazy. Hey, you do not amaze me. Hey, I blew cool from AC. Hey, Obama just paced me. Hey, I don't fabricate it. Hey, most of y'all be faking. Hey, I stay modest about it. Hey, she elaborated. Hey, this that Grey Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk. Watch my soul speak, you let the meds talk. Ay, if I kill an it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest after all. Tell them be humble. Hold up, sit down. Be humble. Hold up, sit down. Be humble. Tell them sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Holla, holla, sit down. Holla, 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 holla.
That was Humble by Kendrick Lamar. New song, possibly an album coming out tomorrow. And that song, I don't know if we're both the biggest fans of it.
No. But I'm not worried, you know? Yeah. I'm not like, oh no. You know, he dropped a song. It's like, it's not like it's main. I don't like it, not because of the reasons of like, that would signal that he's making a bad album. So it's like, I don't like it because it's like, it's not like it's too poppy or it's not like it's too anything like sellouty, or it's not like anything, it's just kind of a bad song, but it's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not like the, it's not like when Drake releases Hotline Bling, you know. Yeah. it's kind of just neutrally,
it's also
bad.
No Swimming Pools.
Yeah, well, swimming pools people are like, oh, that's Kendrick's like party song, but it actually has a really good message.
This also has some cool messages in it, but he does it in very misconstrued way a little bit more.
It's a little sloppy. Do you agree?
Yeah. I'm all about context. So in context with the album, I agree with you. I'm not worried. In fact, the him like partnering up with Mike Will Made It, like, and this more trap oriented beat, I guess, gives you like a better or a different look at what his album might be. Obviously he's going in a different path than the jazz influence to Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah.
So like for him to release this, I don't think it's that solid of a track. I mean, I wish I was a little bit more enthralled in like one of his singles, but again, it couldn't be. It makes you think, oh, maybe the new album, if it is coming out tomorrow, can be a combo of what was like lyric filled on the Heart Part 4 and more beat, like bangers like, yeah, this. Like kind of like Good Kid, Mad City. I don't know what he's going to do though.
Well, I think good. So here's my thing with so Good Kid, Mad City was like a story kind of.
Yeah,
like,
concept album.
It's a concept album, which I tend to like. If like you can royally screw up a concept album, but if it's good, it's amazing. And in that case, I mean, Good Kid, Mad City is my favorite rap album. But To Pimp a Butterfly was interesting because of the jazz. It was funk, like that. Like he did a lot of like jazz and blues and funk, but a lot of funk. It focused a lot on like funk music, and obviously that has a historical meaning, and it has, there's a lot more to it than just I'm gonna use these beats.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see like with Mike Will, like he's now gonna do something more modern, but I think that's not a bad thing. Like I think that has to do with just diversifying. Yeah. His, because he, you know, he made an album, and The Pimp a Butterfly has so many messages of it's all about race. The entire thing's about race. everything. The black or the berry, how much a dollar costs, like Zulu, the entire thing. He shouts out this like tale in Africa about two tribes, and like Zulu is like who's this like character in To Pimp a Butterfly, and it matches everything. And so I think that the new album is just gonna be like that. It's gonna be like the same idea. So I'm not scared.
Different background.
There's a different background. So I'm not scared.
Yeah.
I don't think that, I think it'll be just as good. I didn't love the song.
Yeah.
I love the Heart Part 4. So we'll see.
Yeah. Kendrick has the ability.
Still the best rapper.
Kendrick has that ability to release something that we are not in love with, but we're still equally as excited for whatever he's going to release in the future. All right, we're going in a different direction. New song by the Kooks.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. So,
the Kooks.
We're both sort of fans of the Kooks, so let's see how we react to this.
You walk too far. You're a liar. You're a thief. You're a star. But you don't know who you are. You were just a kid with a sentimental heart, afraid of what would happen before you would start. And you don't need the baggage, and you don't need the stuff, and you don't need
Kooks were so close.
da 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 da.
You were so close, Kooks, to making a solid song. Ugh. That song, yeah, like you said it the best. It's like there's so many like things in the song that are fine, but the chorus just ruins it. Like da 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 da. Because it sounded so Kooks, you know. Everything was really Kooks. Even the beginning was like, you know, the guitar note. It's like. Yeah. It's like Pixies. You're like, oh, what direction are they going in? And randomly the dat, 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 and it's like a hoppy pop song, like hop around to it.
And like, there's not, okay, so the Kooks are like, they're a hoppy band.
Yeah, which, so but you, they do it, I don't
they
know.
They do it in a way,
right?
That's like genuine.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's hoppy, but the noise, because he's just like he's a lover boy. That's what I call it. Like, that's what I think of him. But the noises are not like they are when they come together, but it's still like, you know, complicated chords, tight song, yada yada.
Alternative rock,
right? So yeah, there are things that were quintessential. It's like they took their five most popular songs and put it into one. They're quintessential.
Moves in
yeah,
own way.
Yeah, no, that's what the singing was like that. Like the pattern of the singing was. She moves in an own way. It's like exactly like that.
They're so fun to imitate.
They're really fun because they're obnoxious, like obnoxiously like,
British.
British, like
yeah. They're I just love so her. In your face, British.
We want to bet in the seaside.
Okay, we should probably stop.
Hey, we should stop. We're gonna get in trouble. So yeah, I don't. Parts were really good, and then the chorus was egregious.
Yeah,
that was the worst chorus. It was like da da. Like, what does that mean? It doesn't do anything in the song. It doesn't add.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
They lost their natural safe spot. Like the song was safe, and then
it was good.
They brought it down.
And
with
like
that.
I don't like settling for safe. Like it's fine. Like it was fine. It was good, but until and then it was bad. Yeah. And so it was a bad song.
So
sorry,
now we're not
Kooks.
Gonna listen to it again.
Yeah, not again.
Speaking of egregious. You like Weezer,
oh,
right?
Oh no! I love Weezer.
Oh, all right. Well, you know that Weezer, obviously, they're gonna diversify their sound. It's been 20 years. They have some new singles coming out.
Wait, do you want to turn our mics up?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're fine, but it was just getting fuzzy. So Weezer a couple weeks ago released this single, and it definitely sounds different than some of their other stuff.
Oh, wait, can I see the album?
It's a bad album cover.
Wait,
tell you that. You're looking at the red, right?
Yeah. Oh my God! So it looks like a marketing campaign for WWE wrestling.
It really does,
right?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
come to Superdome this Saturday to see John.
And the song is definitely not that. I'll tell you that. All right.
Oh God.
Let's listen to it. So I just want to explain what just happened to my friend Steven. So I played like 10 seconds of the song, and I watched him collapse, look at me with his hands covering his face. His hands moved, and I saw tears in his eyes. He was so... Yo, come back here. He's in the corner right now.
All right. Is my mic on?
Yeah, you're on.
Can I go to town?
Like, going to town, like Dan Auerbach, new single style, no, like last week?
Worse. Worse. Are you ready for this?
I just cracked my knuckles.
To whoever's listening to me, which I know isn't
Careful. Just be careful.
I am an opinionated person. I'm gonna not swear because that will get me in trouble, so we're gonna censor this. I'm gonna write fan mail to the squad telling them that they're complete sellouts and that whatever Red, Blue, and Green album, all that did for me, that was my freaking, that was age 10 to 15 for me. That was, that and Green Day were the only two things I listened to.
Yeah.
And Blink 182. Okay?
It's not right.
Screw you, Dad. So.
And now Beezer is going, screw you, Mom.
Yeah, no, I don't understand. Oh my God, this is atrocious. It's not music, it's garbage. It has nothing to do. Weezer was so good because they were so simple. Simple in like, it was just like crunchy guitar and like a song about a thing. A story, a theme, a
that
dialogue.
That song is about summer. That song is about summertime.
Oh my God, that song
it's called Feels Like Summer. First 10 seconds.
They went to Harvard and they made that. They went to Harvard.
So they went to Harvard and made the other songs. They knew what they were doing, like in the beginning also. Those are simple.
Oh my God.
This is simple in a weird way.
This is not simple. This is sellout.
They were simple,
so bad.
But innovative. This was a sellout because it sounds exactly like an artist who sold out 21 Pilots. I'm going to say it.
Okay.
21 Pilots, their song on their like their newest album, I don't even know the name. That sounds like Stressed Out or whatever that song is.
I'm stressed out.
And like they did a bad job at making a sellout song. That's all I'm trying to say. I know
21 Pilots is better than this.
No, I'm saying
100%. This is bad.
A lot of people say 21 Pilots sold out on their new album, which I happen to agree with. That's just my opinion.
Uh-huh.
And like they did a good job, quote unquote, because it's working.
They were successful.
We just did a worse job at that. This is all I'm trying
to
say.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Your reaction that was honestly the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And the cover for the album looks like the WWE
Guns N' Roses.
But it's not Guns N' Roses. That's
Dragon
the thing.
Force.
It's like it looks like WWE, yeah, matches like Guns N' Roses, Dragon Force, yada yada. It's like, but then the song's like Owl City. Like, I don't even know. It's so funny. Oh my God.
Well, I get the great opportunity to see them this summer at Firefly Festival.
Oh my God.
all right, let's digress.
Please.
New song.
It can be something good.
New-ish song by Local Natives.
I like Local Natives.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it good? We'll just play it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it afterwards.
The end.
I saw you close your eyes, local natives. Pretty good. Pretty good. Just pretty solid,
wait,
honestly.
There's someone calling the studio. Pick it up, Pierce.
Hello?
Hi, am I on air?
You are,
yeah,
on air.
Yeah, you are on air.
Awesome. We also have a show, and so we're listening to 91.5, and we hear you guys go off on Weezer.
Oh, my God.
100% accurate. We are here to bachelor up. That's all we need to say.
Is, oh, my God. That is so funny.
I thoroughly appreciate that.
That is not the Weezer I remember. It's not the Weezer I grew up with. I'm going to need them to go back to Harvard, redo all of it, like, regrow up. And not make that album.
Oh my god. This is
Thank
so
you
funny.
So much. We made my day. What's your name?
Oh my god.
What is my name?
What?
Oh, are they staying anonymous?
Oh, you can be confidential. Yeah. I didn't mean to ask. I was just going to say thank
it's
you so
chill.
Much for.
It's chill.
Okay. It's a little fuzzy.
Wednesdays at 1. I think we're not the only listeners right now. Listen to us. That was our plug. Yeah, that is not the loser I grew up with, and I feel weird about that.
Pay bills, like Justin Timberlake doing like kids movies and stuff.
That's true. Okay, so how do you guys feel about like the Troll song? Like, that's not the Justin Timberlake that I like.
The what song?
Was it Trolls or whatever?
I don't know.
Something.
Do you know Troll or something?
No.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
to let
it's,
you
it's
down
a little
on
bit
that.
Hard to hear. It's a little bit hard to hear.
Sorry. Okay, if one of you guys has your laptop out. Look up the Justin Timberlake song.
Okay.
It's the newest one from like the movie. I think it's from the movie Trolls.
Okay.
Play
okay.
On there, feel that vibe and see if that's the Justin Timberlake you grew up loving.
Oh god. All right, we're gonna do this right. We're gonna. Okay. Perfect.
All right. You
don't
get that.
Tune in.
You get that ready.
I'll get that ready. We're gonna play a song and then stay on. Keep listening to us and then we're gonna play the song. Was it called again by Justin Timberlake? Troll.
I don't even like.
It's for the Troll movie. The
title's not important. Google bad Justin Timberlake song.
Oh god.
Troll movie.
All oh right. god. Oh my god. He made two for this movie, not one. Two. Yeah. He made Hair Up and Can't Stop the Feeling.
That's
which one
so
do I
funny.
Play?
Can't Stop the Feeling. You know it's been on the radio.
Oh god. I know exactly what it is. I'm nervous.
Dance.
All right. We're gonna play a song so that we can recover, and then we're gonna play this.
All right, that's beautiful.
All right, perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for calling
in.
In.
That's so funny. All right. Well, that was funny.
That was awesome. That was really funny.
You kept talking about Weezer, too, while we were playing the local native song, which is solid. It sounds like local natives stepping up their game a little bit. All right, we're going to play one more song and then probably get into that Justin Timberlake song.
Yeah, we got to play it.
Might as well. All right. Group Love has a new acoustic version of their song, Good Morning, and it is pretty solid.
Live wide awake, yeah. Am I a stranger? Just all alone, addicted to my other self. I'll rearrange, yeah. All out of place, yeah. Where everybody's something else, and I can't. From the black to the blue to black, black, you like that? Call on the cat, cause the cat dragged in. I caught the rat, the rat. Trap all I know. From the black to the blue to black, black. You like that? Call on the cat, cause the cat dragged in. I caught the rat, the rat, rat, the rat. Trap all I know. The night is young, the rest is up to you. Why you gotta say good morning? Why you gotta say good morning? Why you gotta say the night is young, the rest is up to you? And now I'm singing, I got the feeling. The crowd keeps moving, moves me till I lose control. Yeah, now I'm living, my ears are ringing. My body's screaming, this is unbelievable. From the black to the blue to black, black. You like that? Call on the cat, cause the cat dragged in. I caught the rat, the rat, rat, the rat trap. All I know. From the black to the blue to black, black. You like that? Call on the cat, cause the cat dragged in. I caught the rat, the rat, rat, the rat trap. All I know. The night is young, the rest is up to you. Why you gotta say good morning? Why you gotta say good morning? Why
Good Morning by Group Love. Picking up steam on Alt Nation, actually.
Really?
Yeah, even though the song came out in September, I'm not holding a grudge. They are playing it a lot.
Yeah.
So it's getting a little popular.
All right. Well, per request, sorry, we got to do this. Per request, asked to play...
The Riveting.
Original. Okay, this got...
innovative Justin Timberlake song.
Oh, God. This got 500... Over 500 million views on Spotify. So just some context. And it's for the DreamWorks movie, Do Not Laugh, Pierce.
I'm not
the
laughing.
DreamWorks movie. I can see all. You grinning. Trolls.
You did it. That's your fault. You looked right at me.
Here's Can't Stop the Feeling. By the way, it's in all caps. When you Google it, the song isn't like there's no lowercase letters. It's Can't Stop the Feeling.
Wait.
Is everything set up? I'm into this.
You? Off. Yeah. You're
am I good to go?
Yeah. You're good.
All right.
You're good
can't
to go.
Stop the feeling.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel a good, good creeping up on you, so just dance.
Here's just thinking, I gotta take him to the just kidding, everything's okay, but this is horrible.
Ooh, it's something magical.
Nah, I fainted.
It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be controlled.
You're listening to Trent from Z100, this is Justin Timberlake.
Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. Stop, stop. Under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know.
I literally, like, you know, thank you to the caller for asking. Like, I am in full agreement with you. I couldn't finish the song. No, I've heard the song before, but I just disregarded it. That's the thing. And that's the point. Like, I heard the song before on the radio, like, you know, like, just chilling.
Yeah.
Would never think it's Justin Timberlake. And, like, whether you're a fan of Justin Timberlake or not, like, I am, like, old Justin, you know, sexy back, like, all that. What is this? Is garbage. It's not as bad as Weezer, though. Because the thing, I will, like, I gotta hold Weezer's feet to the fire.
The
like,
shift in sound.
There's a shift in sound, no question about this. There's a shift in everything. This isn't Justin Timberlake that I know. This isn't sexy back. This isn't, like, this isn't, you know, this is trash. This is Disney movie garbage.
For a movie like Troll.
Yeah, like Troll. Like, you know it's garbage when it's a song for the trailer. And, like, granted, some, you know, Simon Garfunkel, The Graduate. That's we got the caller again. All right.
Is he coming in again?
Yeah, he's coming in. Let's, maybe.
Sure? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just do it. Don't mess up.
Hello.
All right, okay. What we want to add was that Justin could have kept his sound and still made a movie sound. We're just saying Elton John for Lion King. It sounds like an Elton John song when he writes for Lion King.
Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't have to lose that. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
We
Yeah, I agree with that as well.
No,
yeah,
I was going to say The Graduate, right? Simon and Garfunkel, you can make a good soundtrack for a movie.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, that their best songs came for a movie, you know, and they're super canonized. And then you have Justin Timberlake, who's like, when I listened to that on the radio, I thought that was some pop song by some, like, Megan Trainor, like, some, you know, some, like, vague... It didn't have any meaning, and now I'm like, oh my god, this is Justin Timberlake. Like,
it
oh my god.
Hurts more. It hurts a little bit more.
It hurts. It's painful. I have a headache.
We should play
headache.
More songs that don't anger us.
We should make a radio.
No, we should actually
the opposite. We should make a niche radio show that just destroys songs that have sold out. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make a podcast. All right. Well,
thank you for calling.
For shedding light on
anonymous person.
Yeah. No. Wait. We found out. Whatever. Thank you for shedding light. Yeah.
No
sugar added. Perfect.
All right. All right.
Well, thank you so much.
We're gonna finish off with one more song that's not new, but it's a song that we didn't recognize.
Wait, did you turn the phone off?
Yeah, the phone's off.
Okay. Sorry. Right. Totally.
We're going to finish off with one song by Young the Giant off their newer album, which came out a while ago, many months back, which we both didn't enjoy, but we found the song that we both happened to enjoy, and we're happy we found the discovery. This is Subjectively Objective. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Free From Radio. Thank you, guys.
I saw a picture of you today at an art exhibit on Memory Lane. You wore those pearls we found on Champs-Élysées.
Truth thought appears, oh, the genius of pain.